Here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We got to get to this. It's Friday fun. This is where we send you off the weekend to go do fun things and talk about this with amongst your friends and neighbors. So yesterday, where's the audio cord? Thanks. So yesterday on Why Today Doesn't Suck, we were kicking around a couple of things, and it turns out that a bomb was dropped on us, and this is how it went down yesterday on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
11th was Babyface Edmund, so I think he was before him.
Do we still have a season going on now?
Oh, yeah. Going Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Big Tony?
Oh, yeah. Has some importance to it, if in fact.
How many are we down to?
For a friend there and the chipper there.
I believe there's seven
you
left.
You may have missed what I said. I said, let's go on to something that has some importance.
And you know, the number one thing I put in my letter to the president of ABC.
You may have missed what I said.
Coach. All right, you got it.
All right, so yes, we learned that.
Oh my God,
Tony Smith, the biggest Dancing with the Stars fan on the planet, had written a letter to the president of ABC
as a grown man,
entertainment division,
entertainment division.
As a grown man. In his 40s,
yes,
right?
Now, we've heard of these things before, like Computer wrote a letter to Roger Goodell, right?
He did, yeah.
Like addressed to Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I think it said Dear NFL, but it was to Roger Goodell, yes.
We have, and it's kind of a running joke, like if something goes bad with your sports team, because somebody did this way back in the day, they wrote a letter to the UIL.
I think it was Innes. It was Innes versus Godley, and the guy said, you know, if this stands, I'm going to have to write a letter to the UIL.
The UIL!
Mr. UIL opens your letter.
Yes, and I thought about constructing a letter to the NCAA after the Oregon-Oklahoma debacle of 2006, but I refrained. Mm-hmm. Tony thought that he would write a letter because you were upset by the way things went down in the last couple of years.
Yeah, season 26, they took a huge hit. They lost about 30% of their viewers from 25.
And so you had ideas.
Yeah, and I thought, well, they're gonna fix it in season 27.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Okay.
So then it was time.
So you had
drastic measures.
drastic measures.
Yes. Reach your breaking point, and the only thing that you knew how to do was to write the president of the network.
I don't know anyone else there, so go to the top.
Did you think that they're going to read this?
I hoped.
So what's the shot? How old were you when you wrote this?
How old?
Yeah.
Same age as I am now.
This was written in June of this year.
This is, look, I get writing a letter to a network. I'll admit, when I was 10 years old, I wrote a letter to the local network requesting that they replay The Black Stallion soon because I loved it so much. And they wrote me back.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think times have changed,
you're
though.
You're 50.
Tony, what about an email?
It's tough finding, like, specific emails and phone numbers and so forth of those people. I couldn't find one.
So you just went snail mail letter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here is it. This is to Kerry Burke, President, ABC Entertainment, 3800 West Alameda Avenue, Suite B, Burbank, California. Dear Ms. Burke. Okay.
Ms.
Are you sure about that?
Isn't that appropriate, though, if
is
you don't
Mrs.?
Know?
Okay, yes. Dear Ms. Burke. This is a tough one to write.
It's with a heavy heart that
I am a Dancing with the Stars super fan, seen every episode since 2005 multiple times, and have made the trip from Dallas to L.A. many times to see this amazing show in person. But after the debacle of season 26 and 27, I'm compelled to help right the ship. You don't have to worry about me or people like me continuing to watch. You have us till the end. But we must win back some of the, quote, casual fans that were lost in 2018. You talk about season 26, and then you say, but season 27 was also a mess. We'll get to that later.
Okay. Yeah.
How long is this going to be if you're using the term later?
Well, Danny, this is 4 pages. Top to bottom.
We'll get to it because we only have about 4 minutes to read them.
He details Season 26 mistakes. One, never do another mini season, at least a 4-week mini season. Two, never have a 1-hour finale again. Three, never not talk to the champions and not announce second and third place. Four, never rush away from the final announcement to pump up another show, especially American Idol.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
We took Dancing with the Stars for granted in season 26. We gave it no respect for all its amazing years, just to pump up a retread idol where the talent, air quote, earned $60 million. Shameful.
A moral appeal.
So many people asked me during season 26, is Dancing with the Stars going to have a spring season? When I told them it was already airing and a half over, they said, never mind, no point watching it now. That's the kind of fan we lost, and that's the kind of fan that helped us to 10 million viewers in season 25. And that's the kind of fan we need to get back for season 28.
Yes.
Now.
Does it continue?
It's too long.
Oh, boy. You need to win back some of the older fans. No more live voting during the show, exclamation point. That's so unfair to the Mountain and Pacific Zone fans and potentially unfair to the Stars. Imagine if we had live voting when Antonio and Vaughn were on together in season 22. Antonio, a Pittsburgh Steeler, would have gotten the Eastern and Central time zone, while Vaughn, a Denver Bronco, would have been shut out with Mountain and Pacific not voting. Please, get rid of this.
Tony's mouthing it's true behind you right now.
No more judges voting for elimination the night of the show. Go back to having the judges vote on the dances that night for elimination week. Then the fans vote after the live show. Fans need to see the judges' critique before we vote. I realize many fans vote with their heart, but many of us loyal viewers want to hear what the judges say before we vote. It goes on
and on
and on
and on
and on and on. Now, Tony.
Yeah.
What did the letter say back that you received?
Did you
put a self-addressed envelope back?
I actually didn't do that, no.
You did?
But I didn't hear back from them.
You did not. Did you think you would?
No, probably not. But I thought someone might, you know, an underling might look at it and just pass along a few hints to the people that needed to know.
Yeah, so even if you didn't get correspondence back, if they took action on some of the items, then you would have considered it.
Right, and then I've seen that they haven't really this season, so I don't think they looked at the letter.
And didn't you say that they have doubled down on some of the things? So maybe they did look at it.
It took the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, live voting, that's all they do now. I said get rid of it, and they said, nope, that's all we're going to do.
They doubled down.
Every time I went to the show last season, there was no, quote, dance party for the attendees before the show. MC Mike had laryngitis one week.
What?
So there was no one to pump up the crowd outside or give us all the rules of etiquette. The dress code has been ignored the last few seasons. I see tennis shoes and jeans in line now, when in the old days, that was a no-no.
Wow.
The old days.
Personally, I don't think anyone should be allowed to bring in their camera, but at least ban the VIPs from eating and drinking in the studio, which I saw several times last season. Again, a no-no.
Well, this is worse than I thought it was going to be.
Little things, maybe, but the little things usually begin the breakdown. I'm hoping to see DWTS season 35 someday, and I think that's realistic. Tighten up the ship for season 28. We can get there.
So essentially, this is just a list of production notes and suggestions.
You didn't even sign it.
Well, no, I just printed that off the computer at 3:30 a.m. this morning.
So. Okay. Did you sign the original one?
Oh, sure.
Signed a concerned fan?
I don't think I put that in. I don't remember what I said, but it wasn't bad.
Signed in blood.
So, but you didn't even touch on the judges thing. The judges say.
Why would I?
That's like the second biggest item.
Well, it's not what's in the letter, Tony. It's the fact that you wrote the letter.
And the us. Okay. And the we.
Yeah, I just, like you said, drastic times. I felt like this show's finally going to start going away now because it's been going along nice and smooth.
Tony, do you have a problem?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you guys know anyone who's obsessed with anything more than he is with this show?
I don't. I actually don't.
You can talk.
It's not, I mean,
there's got to be somebody that's more obsessed about things than this.
No.
No.
No. Like, you love the Mavericks, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's probably, like, college football. That's probably the closest I could think is of people that would write letters to college football, you know, ADs or something like that. I could see that. He has college football love for DWTS.
Man, and the thing is, college football is going on into perpetuity. This will go away.
I know. And
especially
I see,
if they
I see
don't
it
listen.
On the horizon now, so it's kind of scary.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I'm going to the show Monday, and I'm going to love it.
This is
going to
weigh on him.
Well, good.
Oh,
good.
Man. All right, there you go.